It's Friday, February 12th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Broadband perception is changing fast, a state law roundup, IT services companies care, and this week in SolarWinds. This is the business of tech. I often cover broadband and the changing perception. Here are several threads to tie together. Some more data on the digital divide in schools. Around 15 million children don't have the connections they need, and the analysis by Education Superhighway says 75% of the pandemic-related effects to fix it expire in 3 years. Kids in both rural areas and Black, Latino, and Native American households are hit hardest. The Justice Department has dropped its 2018 lawsuit challenging California's state net neutrality rules. There are still other legal challenges, although the FCC's acting chair has come out in support of this move. The law has not come into effect due to those other challenges. And before we think I'm unwilling to criticize programs, the Washington Post has an article digging into Lifeline. That's the government program designed to ensure all Americans could access reliable communications. The issue? The service is so bad it's not able to deliver value. 33 million households are eligible. Only 1 in 4 use it. The program is designed to deliver free service, but the allocated credits aren't enough to provide more than the functional equivalent of 3G service. So why do we care? Look, the takeaway should be that broadband delivery is rather broken in the U.S. We should care because this is limiting the overall market, particularly for IT services. My theme lately feels like local action works. Well, not for everyone. There are clearly opportunities for companies to partner with local governments. With public support for local municipalities to embrace broadband as utility, there's a space here. Our perception about what access means has shifted very quickly due to the pandemic. Before, it might have been good enough to say the market can solve it. Now, we accelerated 10 years into the future, and we're finding our infrastructure isn't ready for that. There is opportunity there. Oh, and while we're talking more about going local, these aren't broadband, but like that California net neutrality law, this is about state laws. In Maryland, the legislature is expected to override the governor's veto and implement a tax of up to 10% on digital advertising. This is the first of its kind in the U.S., but resembles taxes passed in the EU. In North Dakota, there's a new bill designed to force Apple to let developers go around the App Store, while also applying to Google. It requires Apple to allow devs to install apps directly and blocks Apple from making those devs use its payment system exclusively. In Virginia, a new digital privacy law is set to pass, making it the second state with a data privacy law. North Dakota, Nebraska, and Florida are floating various laws around social media and privacy, and as well, Washington State, Utah, Oklahoma, and New York are also looking at data privacy laws. So why do we care? If you think government gridlock is the norm, here's some evidence you're wrong. The prediction for 2020 is the year of regulation on tech, and it's happening, and happening fast. It's always been important to understand local laws to operate a business. Now in 2021, to operate an IT services business, you have to know what's coming as well. And this week in SolarWinds, Microsoft has made it clear its systems were not used for the SolarWinds breach. They have clarified that they believe it was credential theft that allowed access. Security consultant Alex Stamos, who is working with SolarWinds, has attributed the attack to the Russian Foreign Intelligence Service, known as SVR. Senators Mark Warner of Virginia and Marco Rubio of Florida, the chair and ranking Republican of the Senate Intelligence Committee, respectively, have called the U.S. government response disjointed and disorganized and asked for a lead to the effort. The White House responded the next day, naming Ann Nurburgring. To the new post of Deputy National Security Advisor for Cyber and Emerging Technology. The U.S. Coast Guard has ordered facilities and vessels using SolarWinds software to report security breaches in case of suspicions of being breached. SolarWinds MSP has indicated that VP of Security Tim Brown will stay with the parent company, and they are looking for a CISO for the new company to be named Enable. And I'm including a link profiling the company's new CEO, though my final link is one to a perspective on why the U.S. government wasn't ready. Now, why do we care? I have an interview coming out talking about threat modeling, and I'll tease something said there. This industry is too secretive and not collaborative when it comes to security. Based on the sign of scale of this, we're getting so many individual lessons as this story continues on, and thus why I continue to follow it. Are you still relying on a frustrating patchwork of legacy solutions? Modernize your cybersecurity and data protection with Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud. It's a single solution that combines backup, anti-malware, and endpoint protection management. As an MSP, you can easily improve client security posture, eliminate complexity, and generate more recurring revenue. Learn more about Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud at acronis.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech, back this weekend with a bonus episode, an interview with Alex Hoff of Avic Networks talking about network management. And on Monday, another bonus episode, an editorial piece from the YouTube channel. Back on Tuesday with a regular episode. Have a great holiday weekend.